This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg visited the site Thursday of this month's train derailment in East Palestine and the U.S. state of Ohio. VOA's Diane Roberts has more.
The government faces growing criticism over the federal response to the February 3rd derailment. The wreck led to evacuations and fears of air and water contamination after a controlled burn of toxic chemicals aimed at preventing an explosion. While on the tour, Secretary Buttigieg asked about the protocols for transporting hazardous chemicals.
Part of what you see here is, regardless of what kind of tank the gases are in, if there's even one car on the train that's not at a high standard and it's flammable, the rest is at risk, right?
Yes, it is.
The Biden White House has defended its response to the derailment, saying officials from the Environmental Protection Agency, National Transportation Safety Board, and other agencies were at the roll site within hours of the derailment. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
The European Union lit up its Brussels headquarters and the colors of the Ukrainian flag on Thursday to mark the one-year anniversary of the Russian invasion. The Ukraine war, the biggest land conflict in Europe since World War II, has displaced millions, left Ukrainian cities, towns, and villages in ruins, and disrupted the global economy. In June of 2022, the 27 EU leaders granted Ukraine the status of official candidate to join the bloc. It was a bold geopolitical step hailed by Kyiv and the EU as a historic moment. Since the start of the conflict, the European Union has welcomed 4 million Ukrainian refugees on its soil and has pledged to spend 67 billion euros in financial, humanitarian, emergency budget and military support. This according to the European Union. This is VOA News. A new poll finds the majority of Americans are concerned about China's global influence. AP correspondent Norman Hall.
The poll finds that just 40% of U.S. adults approve of how President Joe Biden is handling relations with China. About 6 in 10 say they are gravely concerned about China, the world's second largest economy after the United States. The survey was done by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. Tensions with China intensified after the U.S. shot down a Chinese spy balloon 2 weeks ago. The Biden administration has reserved tariffs on imports from China and restricted the sale of advanced computer chips to the country. The poll was conducted February 16th through 20th. The margin of sampling error for all respondents is plus or minus 3.7 percentage points. Norman Hall, Washington.
The United States is extremely concerned by the levels of violence in Israel and the West Bank and urges Israel and the Palestinian Authority to take steps to prevent the loss of additional civilian lives. Those are the words from White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre on Thursday at a news briefing.
While we recognize the very real security concerns facing Israel and the West Bank and Gaza, we are extremely concerned by the ongoing violence.
Witnesses and medical officials say Israeli troops killed 10 Palestinians, including at least 4 gunmen and 3 civilians, and wounded over 100 others during a raid on the flashpoint city of Nablus in the occupied West Bank on Wednesday. Disgraced South Carolina attorney Alex Murdoch has denied killing his wife and son, but admitted lying about when he last saw them alive. While testifying in his own defense, Murdoch is charged with murder in the fatal shootings of his wife and son, who were killed on family property on June 7th of 2021. Murdoch is 54 and faces 30 years to life in prison if convicted. In his testimony Thursday, he continued to deny any role in the killings.
I would never intentionally do anything to hurt either one of them.
Prosecutors spent 4 weeks of testimony painting Murdoch as a liar who decided to kill his wife and son because he wanted sympathy to buy time to cover up his financial crimes that were about to be discovered. Authorities in Turkey will widen an investigation into building contractors suspected of violating safety standards following this month's deadly earthquakes. The interior minister said more than 560 suspects have been identified so far. With 160 people formally arrested, Turkey's president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, has pledged to rebuild housing within 1 year. More than 43,000 people died in Turkey from the earthquakes. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.